Penguin Random House Audio presents The Mill River Redemption by Darcy Chan. Read for you by Amy Rubinate. Let parents bequeath to their children not riches, but the spirit of reverence. Plato. Prologue. A New Beginning. December 1983. Josie DeSanto was starting over. In the wide backseat of her station wagon, with her Aunt Ivy behind the wheel and her daughters Rose and Emily asleep beside her, Josie bit down on her lip to keep awake. It was 2 in the morning, and although she couldn't see much out of the window, she peered through the glass anyway. To maintain her grip on reality, she needed to remember everything about this day. The past week had been a terrifying blur, and she was fighting to emerge from the fog of grief that enveloped her. Her husband Tony was dead. All of their possessions were gone, but she and her girls were together and alive. Right now, that was all that mattered. Every so often, in the illumination of a passing car's headlights, Josie met Ivy's gaze in the rearview mirror, but she didn't know her aunt well enough to be able to guess her thoughts. Ivy's presence in Josie's life had been erratic, a sequence of brief appearances years apart. The last memory Josie had of her aunt was Ivy pressing a slip of paper into her hand as her mother's casket was being lowered into the earth. "I'm all you've got left," she'd whispered, "so if you ever need me, call." Now she and her girls were going to live with this Aunt Ivy. Tony didn't have any immediate family.